The other day, Cheryl and I was on an airplane going to Frankfurt to teach the word. On descent, the little girl sat down in front of us. She was a stewardess. And I said, honey, are you a Christian? Oh, yeah. I said, you go to church? Oh, yeah. I said, praise God. She says, are you a pastor? I said, yes. She said, what do you think caused the big hurricane in Burma? I said, God. It was a judgment of God. She said, what do you think caused that big earthquake in China where all them people killed? I said, honey, it was a judgment of God. You believe that all these bad things that happen in the world are judgments of God? I said, absolutely. I mean, is God in control, or is he just sitting back in the heavens and all this stuff just accidentally happening? Who's in control? Does God say, I am God, and nothing happens except I do it? Sure he does. He's God. Oh, well, whenever I said this, the woman across sitting catty cornered across the aisle, there she is, there's a blank spot there for a aisle, and I'm sitting here and Cheryl's sitting here, and that lady turned around, she said, I don't believe that. I said, ma'am, the reason you don't believe it, you ain't read the word. I said, you got an idea in your mind what you think God is, and God is not what you think he is. God is what he says he is in his word. And if you don't know the word, you don't know God. You don't have a clue who he is. But if you want to know who he is, you want to learn about his healing power, when you hear his word and you do what he says and you repent, will it bring healing to your body? Yes. What God say he sent and healed you? His word. Psalm 107, verse 20. But he says there, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, not yours, what you think, what your idea of God is, but his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, not yours, not what you think, but what he says, and keep all of his statutes, you'll do what God says. How much sickness will he, how much disease will he put upon you? So if God said under the law, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. If God is the one that's in charge and he's the one that's doing this, then why is so many people in the church sick? You ever stop to think about that? We must not be pleasing the king. Do you know? The other day, Nobody. I don't understand why this is. I don't understand how that. Well, I say nobody. There's a few people that I know that believe this. But the other day, some of you know that I think it was on June the 22nd, we had a lightning strike in the state of California. And then we had another one, and another one, and another one. And in 3 days, they had 8,000 lightning strikes that started hundreds of fires that have now burned millions of acres of land, hundreds of square miles of land, and them fires are still raging, still burning. There's thousands of firefighters out there fighting these things. And then it rained, but not where the fire was. It rained where the fire wasn't, which caused mudslides to break down the road where you couldn't get to the fire with firefighting equipment. Isn't that amazing how that happens? Well, let's go back and see what happened. What did the state of California do the day before the lightning strikes come that might have ticked off God? Oh, they got a governor out there by the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a movie actor. But he decided he won't run for governor, so they put him in. The guy don't know the word of God. He don't have a clue what's going on, but he's been made governor, and whenever these homosexual perverts said, man, we want to marry man, and woman, we want to marry woman. See, any dummy knows it takes one man and one woman to get married, not two men, not two women. But the devil has messed up people's mind. And so the people didn't want it. They said no. 60% of the people that was asked said no. But these liberal judges said it don't make any difference what the people want. We're not a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We're running the show. And so they said, we're going to do it. Arnold Schwarzenegger signed it. And the next day, bam, the state of California has been on fire. Somebody said, oh, that's just a judgment of God. No, there ain't nobody said that. You would have thought, since the state of California never had more than 500 lightning strikes in any one year that started a fire. And here we are now with 8,000 plus in the next 3 days. You'd thought somebody would have picked up on this. Wouldn't you? You'd have thought some preacher somewhere would have went to the governor and said, "Governor, you must have made God mad by what you did. Don't you know what you did is an abomination to God?" Did somebody go tell him? Probably not. Why are the fires still burning? Do you know, I think back how dumb we've become in our lives when I go back all the way back to Jonah. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and tell them, "I'm going to wipe the place out because of their sin." Didn't he say that? "I'm going to kill them all. I'm going to annihilate Nineveh." Jonah said, "I'm glad I don't like them people anyway. So go ahead, God, have a heyday." But God don't work like that, does he, Jim? So Jonah goes on the ship, goes the wrong way. Well, God, you know, as he's going out there, he waits till he gets way out in the deep water, you know. Then he says, whew, a couple of times. And that sea is, I mean, it's stirred up, it's churned up, it's doing all kinds of crazy things. And those heathen, they're smarter than we are today in the church. They said, "Somebody has angered God." And Jonah said, "It's me. What have we got to do to you?" He said, "Just throw me overboard. God will be pleased." They didn't say, "Oh, we can't do that because you're an Israelite or because you're a whatever. Equal opportunity here, you know, and we can't possibly." They said, "Is that all it's going to take?" He said, "Yet, man," they took him and they threw that booger overboard. And the minute they threw him overboard, what happened to the sea? It got calm. They said, "Wow, praise the Lord. You know, somebody had angered God. It was that little critter right there." And they looked out there, and here comes this great big fish. He opened his mouth, and Jonah's looking at this big monster. And you know what Jonah starts saying? "Lord, I repent. I'll go to Nineveh. I'll go, God." He said, "I know you're going." And he's, as he's going down that gullet, I'm going to tell you, he died in there. He was dead 3 days and nights. Now then, don't you imagine what this preacher looked like when he comes swimming up on the beach out there and that great big huge fish come up out there and they said, "Look at that giant fish." And he opens his mouth and out walks this three-piece suit. Can you imagine what that guy looked like? Skin's burned. Clothes are eat off him. Acid in that fish. He says, "Repent! Repent! God's going to destroy Jonah. I'm Jonah, and I'm a preacher. I've been sent from the Most High God. And if y'all don't straighten your act up in 40 days, God's going to destroy this city." It didn't take long for that message to get everywhere, did it? The king and everybody there fell on their face in sackcloth and ashes. They knew they were a sinful bunch, and they repented. And what'd God do? He stayed the execution for another 100 years. Did God want to kill them? No, he never wants to kill his people. Does he want to make you sick? No, he don't ever want to make you. Does he want to heal you when you repent and believe him? Yes, he does. It's like these testimonies we heard from all these people, you know. And of course, I've seen testimonies like this little girl up here. You know, I've seen some of you there, the man with the cancer and all this kind of stuff. I've seen those things by the thousands. In fact, the other day when we were in Hobbs, I'll just tell you one. There was a lady came up. I said, "Ma'am, what can the Lord do for you?" And she said, "Oh, I've got this terrible pain in my right hip and my right leg. For the last 12 years, I can hardly sleep at night. I'm in constant pain." Cheryl said, "You got unforgiveness toward your husband?" So see, in the right side, that's a male side. And the left side's a female side. That's just the way it is. You know, so, and, you know, if you got a problem with your left side, you got a problem with a female. If you got a side, the right side, it's a male. Or if you got it all over, you got a problem with both, probably. Or maybe just God. You've not served God. And that will bring sickness and pain and cancer all over your whole body, not just your right or your left side. But when you sin against God, it'll bring it all over. But when Cheryl said, "You got unforgiveness toward your husband," and the daughter, which looked like she was 50 years old, 45 or 50, she said, "Man, you hit Mama right between the eyes." That's exactly what she's got, unforgiveness toward Daddy. And she said, "Really, the truth is, she has more unforgiveness toward his brother than she does him." I said, "Ma'am, that's why you got the pain. You have a tormenting spirit sent from God to torment you, because the Word of God clearly says in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, that if you hold a grudge against somebody, God will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. That's awful, isn't it? But that's what it said, isn't it, Brother Jim? I mean, that's what it says. Now, somebody said, God would never send a tormenting spirit to torment me. I'm His favorite little daughter. He would never do that to me. And He has no favors. Get over it. He has no favors. He treats every one of us exactly the same. You sin, you get it.
No respecter of persons.
He is no respecter of persons. That's exactly right. So anyway, I told the lady, I said, ma'am, I believe with all my heart, if you'll tell God right now, I forgive my husband. I love him. I will submit to him. I will do what you told me to do. And Lord, my brother-in-law, my husband's brother, I will go to him. I'll first tell him that I forgive him and I love him. She looked at me and she said, do I have to go tell him that? I said, you know, I really think it would please God. I said, if you would say, Lord, I'm going to go look my brother-in-law right in the eye and I'll say, I'm going to turn you over to God. I'm going to forgive you and I'm going to love you. I don't care what you do to me and I'm just going to let the Lord take care of you from this day forth. I said, will you do that? She said, yes, I'll do that. And the minute she said that, I didn't even touch her or pray for her. That pain she'd had for, what she said, 12 years? 12 years, instantly the Lord took it away from her. Right there, standing right there, she started moving. She said, wow, I don't have any pain anymore. Now, who put that tormenting spirit on her? The Lord. Who took it away from her? The Lord did. What'd she have to do? Repent of her sins and promise to love her husband and to love his brother and to walk in love. And when she did, she got healed. Now then, do you think it was worth her being tormented for 12 years just to hold a grudge against her husband and her brother-in-law? That doesn't sound fair, does it? I mean, he had probably been a stinker. You know that? You know, some guys can be stinkers, can't they? They really can. But see, that's what I'm talking about a while ago about the tribulation. You're going to go through these times of tribulation. Get used to it. And I mean, Dave and I, we got this thing down to a science now. When something happens to us, or one of us gets hurt or whatever, he said, well, another test. We're going to pass it or we're going to fail it.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.